Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a couple of quotes I want to share with you as we open up today. Samuel Adams said, among the natural rights of the colonists are these. First, a right to life. Secondly, to liberty. Thirdly, to property, together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. Those are the evident branches of, rather than deductions from, the duty of self-preservation commonly called the first law of nature. And then John Dickinson said, the all-wise creator of man impressed certain laws on his nature. A desire of happiness and society are two of those laws. They were not intended to destroy, but to support each other. Man has therefore a right to promote the best union of both in order to enjoy both in the highest degree. Thus, while this right is properly exercised, desires that seem selfish by a happy combination produce the welfare of others. The last 2 weeks, I've shared a quote with you that once again is more than appropriate. And I hope you take the wisdom of our founding fathers seriously, because we are living in a time where it would appear that we, the people, have lost our way. I used to constantly say, it really isn't that complicated. And you know it isn't. It shouldn't be. But for the fact that we, particularly our career politicians, D.C. occupiers, have made it as complicated and convoluted as possible, and there is a purpose behind that. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. It is our duty to right the wrongs of the elected. After all, they do the work for us. Thomas Jefferson, this is the quote that was sent to me. I don't imagine the listener from Texas realized how much this quote meant to me. He has it in his return address, and I've kind of captured it, and I've shared it with you the last couple of weeks. But once again, Thomas Jefferson said, if we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is the responsibility of every American to be informed. We're at a place in this nation, at least I believe, that it is time, it's past time, for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Without knowledge, how can we remain free? Without action, now, how will our children remain free, or our grandchildren, or our great-grandchildren? When was the last time you sat down and read the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights? If you have not, don't you think that you should? Isn't it necessary to read and educate ourselves so that we can truly defend and uphold truth and liberty? Don't be afraid. It isn't really that complicated, but it is really that enlightening. You will enjoy it. My guest today is Bill Norton. I want to share a little bio with you on him, and then we're going to cut to the chase and talk about liberty. Bill Norton is a public speaker and author on the fundamental natural law principles of liberty and the United States Constitution. He has been volunteering for the Natural Center for Constitutional Studies, also called the NCCS, for 12 years, updating educational material on the Constitution. He has been a presenter for the organization for 8 years, presenting NCCS's Making of America seminar in more than 40 states, including 2 state legislatures. He is the former chairman of the Arizona State Constitutional Commemoration Committee and the co-founder of Constitution Week USA, the largest celebration on the Constitution in this nation. He is a recipient of the George Washington Honor Medal from the Freedoms Foundation at Valley Forge. Bill is currently employed as a visiting scholar at Bellevue University in an is an instructor and member of the board of directors for the Center for Self-Governance. He has owned a contracting company in Arizona for 30 years, so he knows what hard work is. He recently resides in Gilbert, Arizona with his wife and four children. Bill, we welcome you to CSC Talk Radio today. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Beth.
Well, I'm tickled to death to have you, and I tell you, I was reading your bio. Usually, I kind of skip around on people's bios. Don't tell anybody, okay? But I was very interested in all the things that you have done. I think because of the topic of natural law and liberty. We throw these words around so much, and Constitution, and the word conservative. We just throw these things around, and I kind of wonder if we really know what they mean. And that's why I was encouraging my listeners to get back down and study. I mean, how long has it been since we had to study that Constitution? And you know, it really isn't that complicated when you sit down and do it. But D.C. has complicated things up, don't you believe?
Absolutely. And that's the, you know, most genius things are the simplest things. And so you're absolutely correct. The Constitution and the Republic that the founders created it's simple, it's easy to understand, and it's, quite frankly, it's easy to implement if we understand it.
Well, the word the Republic, we don't hear that out of our legislators very often. You know, Donald Trump, when he was giving his inaugural speech that everybody said was a dark speech, I didn't see it that way. I was encouraged. And when he said he's going to give it back to the Republic, you know, it's our fault it's gone because we have not kept ourselves involved and educated. And so it is our duty to stand up and take it back, or our children are going to suffer the consequences. And they already are, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It is good to hear people use the term republic. I used to not think it was that big a deal when people would call it a democracy instead of a republic, whatever. But over the years, I've learned that the words are very, very important. And one of the problems that we do have in our country is that we not only think that we're a democracy, but even those that know that we're a republic, most of their activity is democracy-based activities, voting and, you know, holding a sign up at a rally or whatever. And while those things have definite legitimate purposes and we should be doing those things, there's a lot more to keeping our republic than just democracy activity. And if all we do is just democracy activity, then in the end we'll have a democracy, which, of course, the founders rejected because democracies historically
mob rule.
They're violent and they're turbulent and they don't last very long.
Well, let's talk about that. Aren't we seeing that right now after the election in November? I mean, we're seeing all these demonstrators, and they're violent. They're not peaceful demonstrators. They're violent. And what they want has nothing to do with true freedom or liberty, and certainly not a republic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, John Adams said that democracies are they're turbulent and they exhaust themselves and they waste away. And he said there never was a democracy that didn't commit suicide. And Madison said the same kind of thing. He said, they're just as turbulent in their lives as they are in their deaths. And they've never been good at protecting the rights of property primarily, which is really what we're focusing on here.
And that's why I read that.
Right.
That's one reason I read that particular quote from Samuel Adams, because he mentioned, thirdly, for property. You know, we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but they almost made that property, and then they changed it to happiness, which would be to pursue that, you know, whatever you need to do to make a living, to make you happy. We're going into a break. I want to add, I didn't say Bill Norton is going to be a speaker at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium that's coming up May 19th and the 20th, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. He's a speaker on Friday morning, and also I noticed that they're going to have some live streaming, so you'll be able to, if you can't make it there, but we want you there. But if you can't make it there, you can be right there with us. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And for Liberty, Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Norton. He's going to be one of the speakers. You're not first on the agenda, but almost, pretty much. I mean, Trent's going to introduce you, and we're going to kick it off. And I have a list of the speakers here in my hand, Bill. And yours, I'm not sure if it's really the title of your speak or not, but it's Life, Liberty, and Property. And I just absolutely love that because we have been kind of scooted away from the property here. Our elected, I like to call it the government incorporated, they don't seem to understand that property belongs to the people, not the government incorporated.
That's absolutely correct. And the title there is, I mean, just like you had mentioned, the founders had originally actually used that phrase as life, liberty, property. Then you did start seeing an evolution in some of the state constitutions preambles where they would refer to life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jefferson just used pursuit of happiness as he drafted the Declaration. Because the pursuit of happiness seemed to be more inclusive of what property really is. Mm-hmm. Property is far more than just our physical property, but it's other things like our education, our knowledge, our intellect. That's why you have intellectual property. It's even our relationships that we have with other people. It's truly the pursuit of things that we find value in. And so in their day, I think it was great that they expanded the pursuit of happiness. The problem is, as we lose some of those fundamental understandings, we think that now pursuit of happiness is that everybody needs to be taken care of and that everybody
safe
needs
space.
To be equal in things and, yeah, we need safe spaces. And when really all they're talking about with pursuit of happiness is the pursuit of property. And the problem with today is that we've lost, just like you said, this idea of the importance of property, the value of it. And so the presentation that I'll be giving at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium is where I go right to the very fundamental of life, liberty, property, and why property is so sacred and why it's inseparably connected to life and liberty. And when you take someone's property, you're actually taking their life and liberty. So I kind of go through, I'm one that believes in these fundamental natural law principles. And so what I try to do when I present is bring things down to their most basic fundamental level so that we get right down to the bedrock. And then we can build on that solid foundation once you understand those real basic principles. So that's kind of what my presentation is about. So we're looking forward to that this coming weekend on the 19th. Well, I guess weekend after next, 19th and 20th.
When I talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I always say happiness, property, and prosperity. And property isn't just the land you've got your house built on. Property is so much more than that, and it was so important to our founding fathers. And you can correct me, I'm not a scholar, I'm just somebody that thinks this is very simple if we just sit down and think about it. They didn't have the right to property. The king owned everything, and he taxed them for everything. And when you go down south, I got to visit down in South Carolina many years back. I want to get back there. It's one of my favorite places to go. And we were in, I'm trying to think where we were, Charleston, I believe, where they have the Rainbow Row, where they have all the beautiful homes and all this. We took the cheap guide. We took the cheap tour. But they were telling us that the reason there weren't windows on one side of those houses where the road is because the king was taxing them for windows facing the road. So they didn't build the windows facing the road, or they took the windows out. I mean, our founding fathers had a little attitude every once in a while, and I kind of inherited some of that, I do believe. But it's, you know, when you stop and think about what our founding fathers went through here as the colonists, and that was the other quote that I read, you know, he talks about the colonists and what they were going through. We have no idea. But what I see now in this country, Bill, and it just breaks my heart. There's no togetherness. I did a monologue last week about circling the wagons. And I think right now is the time for all of us who have been fighting. I mean, you've been in so many organizations that are fighting for liberty and common sense. And it's time for us all to get together. I think one of the things that is so difficult for people who call themselves conservatives is they're so independent. It's like herding cats. You know, you can't hardly get them to go together because they may disagree on one point or the other. But we've got to look at the goal, and the goal is liberty. The goal is life, liberty, and property. And if we don't look at that goal and go for that, you know, we're going to lose it all. So I feel like it's time for all of us to circle the wagons and start working together.
Absolutely, and it's so critical that we recognize that in defending the rights of others means that we're in the long run defending our rights.
Oh,
and so often, for so many years in our country, we've sat back when we've watched our neighbors lose their rights, and we think, well, it's not touching us, so we won't worry about it. Or even it might even be, you know, a competitor that's losing their rights, and so you might encourage that because you think this is great for business. But in the long run, you end up losing your own rights. And so we do. We need to circle those wagons, and we need to be more supportive of each other. And because, you know, we love liberty, and so we don't tend to get together as often as we should because we like to be independent. Whereas socialist-minded folks, their whole mentality is, you know, to come together in a commune. And so... So to be socialist-minded naturally brings them together, and so they come out in great force to take the rights of others so that we can be more socialistic.
That's fantastic.
So it's just interesting that, yeah, the different frame of mind that people have tends to determine whether or not they're successful collectively or not.
Well,
and we tend to not be quite as successful collectively because we love our individuality.
You know, I grew up kind of in the city. My dad worked at a factory, and my dad was a piano tuner also. So he had two jobs. But then in the middle of my freshman year in high school, we moved down to a little town in rural Missouri called Jamestown. And it was a culture shock, but I absolutely love rural America. And, you know, so here I was up there in the city, you know, in suburb Kansas City, was right down. And then I get down here, and I'm in the heartland. I mean, there are tractors and farmers and hogs and cows and cattle, and they're just surrounding me. You know, I've never been in that position before. And I just absolutely love it, Bill. But the people are so wonderful, but they are the most independent, stubborn people you ever met. And that's what makes them who they are. And that's exactly what you were saying. I'd never heard it put like you just did, you know, how the socialists, they tend to go to the communes, and, you know, they commune together. And, you know, they don't care if they agree or not. They've got to focus on one thing, and that's what they're going to shoot for. They don't care if they do it with integrity or if they lie to get there. And on the other side, it's the, and I really get tired of just saying conservatives as a whole, but for the lack of another word, let's just say that. Or call us liberty lovers or independent lovers, you know. But we have a different mindset. And we just want everyone to leave us alone. We just want to make our life, our liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property and prosperity. We just want those things in life. We want to take care of our families, and we want to make a living. And, you know, we just want left alone. And that makes it hard for the conservatives to get together and work and pull together, circle the wagon, so to speak. But I see now what's going on in the media. You know, we've seen they're attacking a lot of the conservative media hosts that are the big time. They're on Fox News. And I think it's more important for us little guys like me to circle the wagons and to speak out even louder, because we can come blindside them. They're not thinking about little Beth Ann over here in Missouri. She's no trouble. She's no problem. But I can be. I can be a problem, Bill. I think, you know, when we get together at these symposiums.
I believe that.
I noticed you have four children. I raised five sons. So, yeah, I can be strict if I need to be. But Range Rights and Resource Symposium, that's what that's about, is us coming together. And when I go to these conferences, I'll tell you what, you leave and you're pumped up and you're ready to go. And I really encourage my listeners to get there, because this is going to be something, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to definitely fix your responsibility on education. We're going into another break, Bill. Your calls are welcome out there, America, at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. RangeRights.com is the website to go to sign up for this symposium. Also, you can go there, and they've got live streaming for both Friday and Saturday. You can watch us online. 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann, oh yeah, we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, In God and Constitution We Trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Our topic today is life, liberty, and property. It's something that I think that we all need to stand back and take time to think about. Go back and read your Constitution. Go back and read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Bill of Rights. You know, Bill, on the 4th of July, I did a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. And in studying that, you know, I've read it before. I've read it, you know. And in studying that and how I was going to read it, it was quite moving. And the parallel between what our founding fathers' grievances were then and what we see happening today are just astonishing. How far we have let things fall. And I guess that's why Benjamin Franklin said, you know, to the lady when they came out of the convention, you know, what kind of a government do we have? It's a republic if you can keep it. And so here we are. We haven't done a very good job of keeping it, have we?
No, and primarily it's because of just a lack of education in it.
I agree.
Thomas Jefferson said that the only true corrective of constitutional abuses is education. And we just have no clue how to even operate any republic, let alone know what it is. I teach classes for an organization called the Center for Self-Governance.
Yes.
And we go through different forms of government in one of the classes. And the students can quickly define monarchy and democracy and oligarchy and those types of governments. But when we get to republic, they have no idea what it is. They don't know how to define it. They don't know how to explain it. But that's what we are. And so here it is. We can't even define what we are. And you know, to give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, it is our republic that the founders created is it's simple, but yet but does have some complexities. It's more than just rule by one or rule by few, like some of these other forms of government. It's a mixed form of government.
Yes, it is.
Where we have portions of monarchy and portions of oligarchy and democracy, and we mix it, blend it all together to try to keep the best of those forms of government and get rid of the worst. But nevertheless, we just don't understand who we are and how to keep it. And that is interesting that Benjamin Franklin told the woman that approached him was a lady by the name of Elizabeth Powell.
Yes, yes.
And here in 1787, Elizabeth Powell couldn't vote and she couldn't hold public office. But yet Benjamin Franklin said, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." So there's much more to keeping the republic than just voting and holding public office. And so that's one of the things that we teach at the Center for Self-Governance, and one of the reasons why it's so important to have events like this Range Rights and Resource Symposium. In fact, you were mentioning how much you love rural America. That's why I love going to these particular events and speaking. It's because, well, you're just rubbing shoulders with the salt of the earth.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
great, great people. And they're people who, for the most part, for 250 years, have kept to themselves as far as farmers and ranchers. But the reason why they're waking up now is because farmers and ranchers, they're beginning to be more and more of a dying breed, not because it's something that people don't desire to do, but because we're pushing them out of their professions because of a lack of understanding of property rights and what that really means. So here you have government regulation, and you have a tremendous amount of overstepping their boundaries to the point to where these folks are losing their homes and their livelihood, their ranches, their farms, and it's just devastating for this country to see this happen. And it's also devastating to see what happens as they're butting heads with each other more and more. I mean, we saw what happened in Nevada with the Bundys and up in Oregon with Lavoie Finicum. And regardless of where you are on the side of who you think was right or wrong with those particular issues, the point is that that butting of heads is just – It's reaching a threshold that can't be sustained, and so it's great that these folks are coming together and talking through, trying to figure out, okay, how do we make this work? What kind of policies can we support and can we push to make it so that we can still work the land? So such an important thing. So I love these Range Rights and resource symposiums because it's just good people to be with.
They are. Well, and you know, rural America, in my opinion, is the foundation of all America. And rural America has been under attack, and the rest of America has been unaware of what's going on. Now, the Bundys and the Hammonds were a little bit more in the public eye. Nobody else on mainstream media ever talked about the Hages. They didn't talk about some of these other things that have gone on. And it's been long going on where the property has been under scrutiny as to who has the rights and who can do what on the property, when these citizens have been, not just them, but for generations in their families, have worked the land. And, you know, and it's something that all, you know, the rest of America doesn't know about. And I truly believe that rural America is the foundation of all America. And we feed them. We take care of them. We are the main property owners. I mean, not necessarily that the ones in the city don't own their property, but it's not the same thing. But property is more than just that piece of land, like you said earlier. It's more than that. And if you see what's going on with the Bundys and the Hammonds, you need to be aware because it's going to happen where you are. I mean, you're no tyranny is no respecter of persons. It really isn't. And what I have seen, Bill, and I'm going to ask you if you agree with me, I don't believe that all of the bickering that we see in politics today is simply about policy. It's not simply about what are we going to do on this issue or this topic. It is truly about our way of governing. I don't believe it's a coincidence that you don't hear elected officials very often talk about a republic, but they call us a democracy. We are a republic with some, as you said, democratic-type policies and legislation. And it's a mixture of all these things, but it's still a republic. It should be. It's still a republic. And I think it's by design that they don't say that. And when we talk about socialism, and you know, they brag about being socialist, which is just, you know, it's another word for communism in my mind. And one of the first things in the Communist Manifesto is the abolition, to do away with private property. The government owns everything in that kind of governing. And I feel like we're on the verge of losing everything completely, as far as even having the word uttered republic on our tongues anymore. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. And when you say it's by design, it most certainly is. And that doesn't mean that it's conspiratorial.
Well, it's right in front of us. It's not a conspiracy.
That's right. And actually, this goes back to the turn of the century, the turn of the last century, I should say. In fact, we've been doing some studying, which ties directly into rural America. We've been doing a lot of study and research on what would be called regional governments.
Okay.
Regional government came into effect in the 1930s or so is when they kind of started it. And one of the masterminds behind it was a guy by the name of Charles Merriam. Now, Charles Merriam was a political science professor at the University of Chicago. And don't you notice how all kinds of crazy stuff comes out of Illinois and Chicago?
I'm taking it, Charles was.
So, but you're absolutely right. It's about changing our mindset and changing our culture to a different form of government. You can actually change your form of government without actually changing the Constitution, because the attitude and focus of the people. So the whole goal of creating these regional governments, which there are literally thousands of regional governments
today. Let's hold right there, because I want to talk about that, and we're heading into one of those other breaks. I want to hang on to that, because I really want to talk about that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Norton. Our topic is life, liberty, and property. Our Constitution, what do you know? How long has it been since you read it or studied it? It's up to us to be educated. And Bill and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
course. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Norton. We're talking about life, liberty, and property. And we do have a caller holding. I want, Skits, if you can hold just a moment. I wanted Bill to finish up what he was saying quickly about regional government. And go ahead, Bill.
So Charles Merriam and others, they put this idea together of regional government. And FDR had the Department of Interior put together a whole report on this thing. And today, there's thousands of regional governments in our country, and most people have no idea that they even exist. Basically, what Charles Merriam and others said is, if we can create these regional governments, they said, this is the solution to basically take care of problems that we can't solve because of constitutional boundaries. So right in there's a document called Regional Factors in National Planning, which kind of outlines this. It's a document from 1935. And it specifically says that, hey, this is how we're going to get around the Constitution.
Wow.
And the main goal was to get people through policy, was to get elected officials, bureaucrats, and the public more nationally focused. If we could all think about our country on national terms, then they knew that we would be able to start steering it more toward democracy, without ever changing the Constitution. And so the goal was to stop people from being so locally minded and get them to be more nationally minded. And now they'd be more than happy to let the national or federal government come in and usurp all kinds of controls, all in the name of making the nation a better nation, making America great again. Feel that term.
Yeah.
And so really, it's so interesting because it's all in a state of mind. When we think we're a democracy, we will become a democracy. If we think we're a monarchy or an oligarchy, that's what we will be, regardless of whether we change the Constitution or not. So it's so critical that we recognize as citizens what it means to be in a republic, what these fundamental natural rights are, life, liberty, property, and how to protect them and why they're so important. And we need to be more locally minded, which is another reason why rural America and these farmers and ranchers are so great, is because they are more locally minded, because they're the ones that are literally tilling the earth. And so their focus is on their home and on their immediate communities.
That's absolutely right. And also, I've told my listeners before, it's so important locally. Who is your county sheriff? Who is your county commissioners? Who are your aldermen? Who are these people that are taking care of things where you are? Where's your school board? You want to complain about public education? Who is on your school board? We tend to overlook those elections and, you know, kind of scoff at them, especially in small towns. You know, you think, oh, yeah, whatever. But it is important. And we need to really focus more on the local as well. We have Skits from Nebraska. He's upset about property tax. Skits, how are you today?
Well, pretty well. Pretty good, considering. All right. There's this, we have life, liberty, property, that your property is yours and inviolate. And supposedly your county sheriff is there. We pay him to protect those rights, which is supposedly. But now you think about this. What happens if you decide, well, hey, this is my land, this is my house, this is my property, this is my money, you know, and I don't think you need any of it, and you decide to not pay your property tax? What's that county sheriff going to do when he's supposed to be protecting your right to own that property? No, he's going to come and basically, well, they don't, some places they outright seize it. Now what they do is they'll sell your property taxes to some investor, and so that investor will pay your property tax. So as soon as you move out of your house or vacate your current property that you're in, then he takes over ownership of that house. So he bought property for pennies on the dollar of what you paid for it, and it's all legal. So basically the law has become, over the years, perverted into not a mechanism by which you're protected and justice served, but it's more like a mechanism of plunder.
Okay,
your sheriff, who once protected your rights, he is now basically a hired gun for the House of Rothschild.
Okay, I got you. Slow down. I want Bill to have a chance to talk. We're going in. We're just about at the end of the show, so I wanted him to have a time to address this. That varies from state to state as well, though, because not all states have property tax. So I'm going to let Bill address this. Bill?
So, I mean, you can certainly decide not to pay your taxes or not to pay your property taxes, whatever, but you're going to get squashed, of course. I mean, the government, those in government have a tremendous amount of control there. That's why it's so important that we maintain the republic and we keep these different levels of government completely separated, so that you can use your local governments to push back against upper governments, state or federal. And that's why it's also important to elect people, just like you said, Beth Ann, on a local level. They're so much more important than your federal representatives. Especially the much more important than the president, because they're the ones that actually protect you where you live. And so they must be locally minded. If you have a sheriff that is nationally minded, then the sheriff is going to just simply administer federal law.
Yes.
If you have a sheriff that's locally minded, then the sheriff's willing to step in and help protect you. Now, that's exactly what caused the Bundy standoff to finally mellow out, was you had a deputy sheriff that stepped in and defused the situation. Now, that deputy sheriff wasn't taking sides for the Bundys nor for the federal government. They were basically saying, in our territory, in our jurisdiction, this potential bloodbath is not happening. So they stepped in and pushed the feds out. And so that's very, very important that we recognize that in a republic we have to have multiple levels of government, and those different levels of government have got to have very clear defined boundaries, and they should not be allowed to overstep those boundaries.
And those,
and
those,
hard, it, It's hard as an individual citizen to enforce those boundaries. And so really all you have is another government entity that can enforce the boundaries of another government entity, which is really how our system works.
It absolutely is. And we are out of time, Bill. I told my producer I could sit and talk to you all day. There's other things I wanted to get onto. And so I'll try not to monopolize your time. You may have to hide from me next weekend when I'm up there, because this is just something I could talk about forever, because it's so ingrained in my heart. I just love this nation so much and respect our founding fathers. Thank you, Bill, for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today. I appreciate it so much. Range Rights and Resource Symposium. It's next week, May 19th and 20th. It's already on top of us. You want to be there. It's absolutely imperative. Go to rangerights.com, rangerights.com. Get registered. Be there. I want to meet you. I want to see you there. I want CSC Talk Radio listeners to be educated so that we can protect freedom, so that we can protect the Republic, so that we can bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.